Good morning and welcome to District 32 Radio. Joining us this morning is Grant Morrow from ERA, Expense Reduction Analyst. Good morning, Grant.
Morning, Sally.
Now, what you do in your business is quite important for our show. You help businesses realise their financial dreams. Now, can you tell us how you do that?
We do, and the way we do that is we work with businesses, we partner with them to identify savings and help them manage their overhead costs. So these are overhead costs that they probably don't give a lot of time to or don't have a lot of time to do it. So what we do is we come in and work with them to identify savings within their overhead costs. We actually stay with them to implement it. One of the difficult parts is implementing, so we can all find them, it's implementing. And then we monitor that over a 24-month period to make sure that they're getting what they pay for.
Now, can you tell us what the top three areas that you find would be? Well, let's start with the top. The number one area, small businesses, where you can come in and find there could be some significant savings.
That's a real difficult one. We deal with about 40 different categories on a regular basis. Some of the ones where, you know, we have a reasonable confidence in would be something like insurances, something like energy costs, something like print, if you've got a large print bill. So, you know, we have about a 95 to 97% success rate, and in most cases we're finding upwards of double-digit savings, and some of those savings can range from 5% even right through to 30 to 40% savings. So difficult to nail down any one, but what we do is we work with them, the business, to identify which ones to work with first and which ones are most critical, and then we can move on to others afterwards.
So you mentioned insurance. How important is it to really look at what insurance your business has?
Look, insurance is a really interesting one. If most people like me, they don't necessarily understand insurance, and I don't understand it even now. So it's critical, from my perspective, to actually have a look at it on a regular basis. And what a lot of people do is just lock and load it. So they'll go and get a broker and then they'll just lock and load it. What we do is we work with the businesses to identify what their insurance needs are, to make sure there's no gaps in their coverage, and then we work to identify different options, and it may be the incumbent option that, you know, at the end of the day that we run with, but we work to identify two or three different options, and then the small business owner has the ability or has the options of which ones they want to run to. As I said before, once they choose which ones they want to go with, then we stay with them to implement it, and then we monitor it and work with them and the supplier over a two-year period.
Because it's not a one-size-fits-all insurance for small business.
No, not at all, not at all. And look, you know, I'm dealing with a small company at the moment on insurance, and they have a significant insurance bill. And really, when you actually start talking to people, they don't necessarily understand, you know, what they can and can't do. So we help them through all that. And then, as I said before, you know, we actually implement the options that they want to go with.
So we understand it is important to have insurance as a small business owner, but the right insurance is just as important.
Make sure you got the right coverage. Mm. I saw a business owner, must have been about a month ago, and he admitted to me that he has huge gaps in his coverage, but he didn't necessarily want to change it. So he was taking a very high risk that, you know, something didn't happen. So it's critical to renew these things, or review them, probably the better word, on a regular basis.
Now, that's one area. You did mention energy costs. How can one reduce energy costs?
Another example, we had a vineyard approach us the other day. They're currently on the grid, but they wanted to turn to solar. So they were interested if we could help them manage that process, look at the advantages and disadvantages of both, and then help them implement that over a period of time. So what we're finding is, you know, people want to look at different alternatives, so it might be solar, it might be wind power, and what we do, we have the expertise within the company to actually help them do that and make the right decision.
So what are some areas that small business owners wouldn't put under the banner of overheads?
Probably don't give much thought about, you know, things like office supplies. You know, we all just take them for granted. We walk down, we grab a pen, and that's it. Telephone costs are another one. We work with companies to make sure that they're getting the best rates on their be mobile or fixed lines. Things like bank fees. We also work with companies to make sure that, that you know they're getting the best deal on their bank fees. Another one is, say, waste. We have a we have a consultant within the company that all he does is focus on waste. So it might be coming in and looking at waste disposal. It might be looking at cleaning of your offices and buildings and all those sorts of things. So those sorts of things that we generally don't have, or small businesses don't have a lot of time, you know, to do that, they're taking away from their core businesses. So we help them do that.
So having you come in and do a bit of an assessment of the business is certain to save a business owner some money?
Nothing's certain. Again, I'll go back. I had a client the other day, asked us to look at, say, fuel costs. We looked at fuel costs, but what we couldn't identify any savings or advantages for him. What it did do for him was give him some reassurance that he's getting as good a deal as what anybody else is getting, and the best deal he could get. So while we can't necessarily guarantee it, you know, in that case, we agreed to walk away. I mean, part of our business model is that if we don't find any savings, it doesn't cost you any money. So we walk away, and you have the confidence to know that you're actually getting a good deal.
And you've actually given that chap some certainty in the meantime.
He was wrapped. Yeah, he was absolutely wrapped with us, that, that he knew, based on our benchmarking and based on what we know, that he was getting the best deal he could. So he was happy. We walked away, and that's the way it is.
And we all want to save a little bit of money. So how can people find you?
Look, the best way, they can either give us a call. The phone number is 0415 203 575, or drop me an email, gmorrow@expensereduction.com, or go onto the web. We're on the web, so a number of ways they can find me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on District 32 Radio. Grant Morrow from Expense Reduction Specialists.
Thank you, Sally.